Deputy, Mr. Chairperson, the High Commissioner for Refugees, Excellencies, Member States of the Executive Committee, on behalf of the people and government of the Federal Republic of Nigeria, I am delighted to address members of this committee, and I must commend the High Commissioner and his team for hosting the 73rd session, and also the excellent humanitarian operations they carry out globally. I wish to also congratulate the High Commissioner for the extension of his tenure in office. Nigeria solidly aligns itself with the statement made by the Republic of Chad on behalf of the Africa Group. Mr. Chairperson, Nigeria remains committed to its obligations under the 1951 UN Convention to protect and provide assistance to refugees and the Global Compact for Refugees, which in 2019, Nigeria pledged to include refugees, asylum seekers, returnees, IDPs, settlers, persons, and host communities in national development plans, strengthened its protection capacity, ensure availability and access to durable solutions for refugees and IDPs, and sustain Nigeria's role in regional and sub-regional efforts in addressing the root causes of displacement. To operationalize the GCR pledges, Nigeria, in collaboration with UNHCR Nigeria, produced a roadmap which serves as a guide and reference on the implementation of the GCR in Nigeria. This roadmap has been embedded in the medium-term National Development Plan 2021 to 2025, alongside many initiatives for the welfare of persons of concern. It should be highlighted that Nigeria has approved its national policy on internally displaced persons and its action plan for implementation, which provides appropriate safeguards and guarantees protection for displaced populations in a coordinated manner. Currently, there are approximately 3.2 million internally displaced persons in Nigeria. It is in this regard that our government has scaled up efforts towards providing durable solution and has developed a legal instrument for the domestication of the Kampala Convention that is before our federal legislative body for passage into law. In September, Nigeria launched its national action plan to eradicate statelessness. If you recall, Mr. Chairman, Nigeria made pledges at the high-level segment on statelessness in 2019, and these pledges have been incorporated for operationalization in order to meet up with the global target for 2024. In the last 6 years, Nigeria has seen an increased influx of asylum seekers and refugees from neighboring countries. Nigeria is host to 84,314 registered refugees and asylum seekers from 34 countries, in addition to over 5,000 unregistered Cameroonian refugees and asylum seekers that recently arrived. There are about 341,641 Nigerian refugees spread across Niger, Chad, and Cameroon. In adherence to the principle of non-refoulement and the non-encampment policy, and as an inclusive measure, Nigeria has encouraged integration into host communities in border towns. This policy encourages local integration and facilitates access to livelihood activities. In recognition of this, the cities of Abuja, Lagos, and Calabar have been recognized and declared as refugee-friendly communities. His Excellency President Muhammadu Buhari recently approved the adoption of standard operating procedures for maintaining the civilian and humanitarian character of asylum of Cameroonian refugees in Nigeria. The SOP provides a procedure for the profiling of applicants for asylum who are suspected of having played an active part in armed conflict. Under the auspices of the tripartite agreement between Nigeria, Cameroon, and UNHCR, over 5,000 Nigerian refugees have been voluntarily repatriated to the country. Negotiations have reached an advanced stage for the voluntary repatriation of Nigerian refugees in Niger and Chad. Nigeria is also constructing resettlement cities in 6 states across the nation for returnees and IDPs. It is worthy of note that we have scaled up efforts towards repatriating persons of concern in the Northeast through the Presidential Committee on Repatriation, Return and Resettlement of Displaced Persons in the Northeast to facilitate family reunion, educational studies, medical care, business services, and other complementary pathways for regular migration. Nigeria continues to issue the conventional travel document to deserving refugees. Effort is being made to sensitize embassies and high commissions in Nigeria to recognize and honor the CTD when presented by refugees, while strengthening our data management capacities for capturing and delisting IDPs, while also developing initiatives towards increasing civic registration of persons of concern. Mr. Chairperson, Excellencies, Nigeria is resolute in the fight against trafficking in persons and smuggling of migrants through evidence-based response. Nigeria commends the collaborative efforts of UNHCR, IOM, and other stakeholders that adequately respond to challenges faced by trafficked persons in this project. It must be understood that negative impact of climate change in the Lake Chad Basin has increased the number of displaced persons in the region. More recently, floods and other extreme climatic events have contributed to an additional wave of internal displacement. On the part of our government, we are implementing the National Flood Emergency Preparedness and Response Plan to enhance preparedness, build the resilience of affected local communities, and to build back better in line with the Sendai framework. We are seeking partnerships to mitigate and adapt the climate change, especially in the displacement context. Within Nigeria's humanitarian development peace framework, we are focusing on 5 core pillars, namely emergency, livelihood, recovery and resilience building, management of migration in emergency, bridging humanitarian responses with long-term development, and peace and security. We therefore invite partners to note these areas. Your Excellencies, Mr. Chairman, in 2022, geopolitical conflicts coupled with the effects of climate change have led to a dramatic rise of forced displacement across the world, and Nigeria wishes to lament on the abhorrent treatment of refugees and migrants of sub-Saharan African descent. Racism and discrimination should have no place in our world today. That if we are to build sustainable peace, foster prosperity and improve livelihoods and resilience in a manner that preserves the environment and protects vulnerable populations, Nigeria calls for global collaboration and cooperation with burden sharing and solidarity, particularly to refugee origin and host countries impacted by crisis. This is in line with our commitment as member states to the Global Compact for Refugees. Nigeria commends the sustained efforts of UNHCR. We also express our government's appreciation on the excellent partnership that we have between the UNHCR Nigeria and the Nigerian Refugees and the Nigerian Refugee Commission. We also call on the UNHCR and other migration stakeholders to continue to work with the Nigerian government towards aligning policies and programs alongside our national development priorities and values as a nation. Let me use this opportunity to thank Mr. Chairperson and the High Commissioner for this opportunity. Thank you very much for your attention.